after 28 years of transition from communist rule, certain things were kind of put aside as undoable. And the current political party that's in power, current government, believes that, look, we cannot allow a situation in which certain judges representing the highest court in the state are the same judges that were handing out verdicts against democratic opposition activists during the martial law era and were making sure that the martial law was implemented in the correct way. I mean, that is an offense to justice. This is an offense to some basic normative fundamentals on which United States is based on and Poland is based on. So there are some corrections that still need to be made even in the justice system in Poland, and this is part of the reforms. Another one is there's been corruption in the judiciary system. You know, a lot of unfortunately, judges in Poland do not have the same legitimacy as in the United States. They're not elected. The parliament has not played any oversight role over choosing judges. They are a corporation, basically, where you're co-opted to become a judge. And then, if you want to be a Supreme Court judge, the president has to kind of agree with the opinion of the judicial council, as we call it, or not. And there is no role in the parliament for the parliament. You know, in the United States, the Senate confirms a judge, and there is that process. We don't really have that. And that's important. So, you know, having more involving the legislative branch more in choosing judges is, I think, something that's a standard everywhere else. Another one is a random assignment of cases. There's been corruption. There are cases that were stacked by certain courts. The administrators of courts were chosen by the very corporatist body that runs the judiciary system in Poland, and they were on the phone with clients and people involved in cases and say, look, I'm going to put that judge on a case. He's going to rule in your favor. Now we're going to have a random assignment, computer random assignment of cases, and the administrators of courts will be appointed by the government to oversee the court system. A lot of people say it's partisan interference. I see it's fairness. You cannot be a judge in your own case. You have to be administered by someone who comes from a different kind of side, and that will produce more justice in Poland. And let me tell you, when you look at the complaints to Strasbourg, to the European Court of Human Rights, in terms of, you know, what's happening, in terms of delays, in terms of corruption, Poland leads the way with some other unsavory countries. You wait years sometimes if you're a businessman to get a claim to ruled on. You know, there's impunity. There's a culture of impunity in Poland. The courts are not working very well. So this government is basically listening to the people and trying to make courts more accountable, just like you have in the United States. So that's one of the things that needs to be cleared up. And oftentimes in the media, media doesn't portray it this way. I mean, our deputy prime minister, when he was here recently, he said something very clearly. We want to have rule of law. We don't want to be ruled by judges. We want to have the rule of law. And I think that's something that every American will understand and can understand. And that's something that the government is trying to do.